Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, listen, we are under an open heaven on tonight, amen. God bless you, God bless each and every one of you tonight. We're so grateful that you have made it out to be with us. However you're joining us, we just thank God for you, thank you for your sacrifice, thank you for your time to come and be with us yet again. Amen. I tell you, listen, we have entered into the Sabbath. Glory to God. And as the scripture declares, the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Amen. But listen, we observe the Sabbath. Amen. And listen, in observing the Sabbath, what you want to do is think back on your whole week. Amen. Because the Sabbath comes every 7 days. So think back on your week and think of the goodness of the Lord and think on what he's done. Think on, glory to God, his goodness. Think on how, amen, he's kept you, your family, glory to God. Just think back, amen, glory to God, and take that and bring that grateful heart unto him.
Muted.
And glory be to God. That's what the Sabbath is made for, amen, a time that we enter into rest. Amen, glory to God, and just give God thanks and give God praise for all that he has done. Amen, glory to God, from 1 7 days to the next. Amen, glory to God, even as the song says, count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings and see what the Lord has done. Amen, Glory to God. That's what we do, amen, in observing the Sabbath. Glory to God. Just think back, amen, and be grateful unto him and for what he's done. Glory to God. And just give him thanks and give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank you, each and every one of you, for coming out to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We pray that you've had an awesome day, an awesome week. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are. Here we are. Amen. Here we are. Glory to God. To give him thanks and to give him praise. Amen. So wherever you're calling from, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. Wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. Whether you're listening on radio or whether you dialed in or whether you're listening via Facebook, amen, our Prayer News Network page, amen, or glory be to God, whether you're listening via podcast. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We do appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory to God for your attentiveness to come and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I'm excited. Listen, I tell you, don't take much for me to be excited. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, people of God, listen, as they say, I can go from 0 to 100 just that quick. Amen. Because why? The Lord has done so much. He's done so much for me, and I'm always in remembrance of what he's done. Amen. Glory be to God. Because he didn't have to do it, you know. He didn't have to do it, glory to God. But I'm so grateful that he did. Amen. I'm grateful for it. And we pray that you're grateful for it tonight as well. Amen. And that you come here on tonight. Amen, Jesus. So listen, another touch. Amen. That you've come here tonight to hear. Amen. Another word. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we can be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. In the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 24/7. And you know what, people of God, we still would not have absorbed all that he is. Amen. So we don't count it robbery to come here every night. Glory to God. But we are certainly grateful. We're grateful for being able to come every night, amen, as the Lord was so ordained. And I tell you, people of God, the Lord is transforming minds. He's transforming minds. Glory to God, amen. He's healing hearts. He's restoring our hearts, our souls. Glory to God, and he is reviving our spirits and setting us on course right where he wants us to be, not where we want to be, glory to God, because time is crucial. We're in a crucial hour, people of God. No time for slacking now. It's no time for slacking. No time for getting off course. Amen. No time for, amen, falling in that wonderment state, in that valley of decision. Glory to God. But people of God, now is the time that we have got to come to know who we are. Amen. Glory be to God. We're in a crucial time. And people of God, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Amen. But we're thanking God for lines and platforms such as this. Glory to God that we can come and hear the word. Amen. Not just hear the word, but glory to God. Let the word take root. Let it take root in us. Amen. Let that word take root in us. Glory to God where we can grow thereby. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We want to tell you, you're in the right place at the right time. Anytime you're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You're in the right place at the right time. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thanking God for our leaders. Amen. All of our leaders, we bless the Lord for them. Glory to God. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.B. James, and glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord tonight for your leaders, people of God. All of your leaders and all of the leaders that come to this Prayer News Network, we just thank God for you. Amen. Whether you're listening in again by dialing in or whether you're listening by, glory to God, Facebook, amen. We do realize that we have quite a large audience that's listening via Facebook. And we just want to thank God for you again. All of our leaders, we thank the Lord for you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your attentiveness. Amen. To know how the Prayer News Network is going, amen, genuinely interested to know how, amen, we're doing here on the Prayer News Network. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, people of God. Amen. Thank you, God, for our advisors, all of our advisors. Thank you for our prayer warriors tonight. Glory to God. And certainly thanking the Lord for each and every one of you, people of God. We thank God for you again for taking out your time, making the sacrifice to come and be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We give him thanks. Amen. Listen, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can receive a copy of it. Glory to God. Amen. We are just honored to be able to give you a copy. If you'd like to have a copy, amen, we'll send it directly to your phone. And that way you can listen to it, amen, as much as you like. Glory to God. You can listen to it as often as you like. And listen, you can also send other people a copy. Send other people a copy who may not be on Facebook. Amen. Everybody's not on Facebook, and that's okay. Amen, Jesus. But we want to be able to get this word to them. Amen. Glory to God. So we'll give you two numbers afterwards that you can certainly text us, and we will send you your personal copy of the tonight broadcast or any of the nights. Amen. Glory to God. Just let us know, and we'll certainly send you your copy. Amen. As well, don't forget you can also go out to our Facebook page, and there, amen, we house our broadcast as well. So you can go out there and listen at any time. Or, people of God, you can go over to the web and just type in Prayer News Network, amen, and there you also get our recorded messages as well as podcasts, amen. There are podcasts on that page as well. So we thank the Lord, people of God, because, listen, we're on a mission to get this word out, amen. We're on a mission to get this word out to the people. We realize that there's a dying world out there, and people of God, we're just trying to get this word out. So help us to get it out. Tell somebody, amen, Jesus, about the Prayer News Network Global. Invite someone to come. Glory to God. Just let them know that we're here. Amen. Glory to God. So that they can come as they will. Amen. God is doing great things on the Prayer News Network. And for this, we're so great. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing, people of God. Truly, we can say that the Lord is doing us well. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, go ahead and send out a text message or two and let someone know that we're here. Let someone know, amen, Jesus, that you let them, and listen, compel them to come. Compel them to come to the line, amen. Tell them God has something good in store for you, amen. And let them come and receive of the Lord, amen. Glory to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. We just bless him yet again. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory to God. Kept us from evil. Amen. Evil all around us. Amen. Evil intentions of the enemy. But the Lord has kept us, and we're so grateful for it. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to get your hearts ready. Amen, Jesus. Get your hearts ready on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to sanctify the line. Of course, this is such an important part, amen, of our broadcast, of our service, amen, because people of God, we cannot go to God any kind of way, people of God, but we got to be clean, amen, and we want to receive from the Lord, amen. We use this time to repent, amen, to repent. If you've done anything wrong, let the light of God, amen, search you, glory to God, to see where you stand, glory to God, in any way that you've missed him. Glory to God, this is what this prayer, amen, is for. Glory to God, that you can get your heart right so that you can hear from the Lord, amen, so that there's nothing standing between you and him, amen, but the line is clean, amen. Glory be to God. So we would, people of God, that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God, as we prepare to sanctify the line, amen. Glory be to God, amen. After you went ahead and sent that message out, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen, get yourself in position, Amen. Get your pencil, get your paper. Glory be to God. Because truly, amen, we believe that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, bring your hearts and minds in. Glory to God as we prepare now to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen.
The recording has started.
Say, thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good. Oh, glory to God. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so good, so good, so good. And I just want to thank, oh, and I just want to thank, oh, and I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's just begin to thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on, begin to thank him. Glory to God. Thank him for what he's done for you. Glory to God. Just begin to think back on this week of all that he's done. Begin to think back, glory to God, on this year. Glory to God. Begin to think back on last year. Begin to think back, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just go on a thank journey. Amen. Glory to God. Just begin to think of what he's done. Just begin to think of what he's kept us from. Begin to think, glory to God, of how he kept our minds. Glory be to God. And here we are. Glory be to God. Here we are yet again. Glory to God. Assembled in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and we just want to thank him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just loose a praise unto him on tonight. Just loose a thank you, Jesus, unto him tonight. Just glory to God. Just loose, glory to God, a hallelujah unto him. Just loose unto him, glory to God, the glory that's due unto his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For truly the Lord is worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We come, glory to God. Father, we come tonight giving you thanks. We come in thanking you, Lord. We're coming giving you thanks on tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for just one more day. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for another time. Thank you for another opportunity. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for keeping us. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you tonight, Master. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for keeping our minds. We're thanking you for keeping our hearts. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for loving us. Glory. We thank you tonight. oh God, when we didn't love ourselves. But Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for you gave your son. We thank you tonight. And your son gave his life. And we're thanking you, glory to God, that you've given unto us, huh? Glory to God, an opportunity, oh God, for eternal life. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for how you kept us. We thank you for how you kept our families. We thank you tonight. We thank you for how you kept our children. We thank you for how you kept our parents. We thank you tonight. Thank you for how you kept our loved ones. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, everything that's near and dear unto us, Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, God. Are you? Glory to God, we thank you tonight. For surely, oh God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you thanks. It wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to give you praise. But Father, here we are. Here we are assembling this place yet again. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the mind to come. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the call. We're thanking you on tonight for enabling us, oh God, to hear the call, oh God, to come by unto thee. And Father, we're asking on tonight, oh God, even in this call, glory to God, as we come unto thee, we'll ask you to look upon us now. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon our hearts, oh God. Look, glory to God, upon our spirit on tonight. Father, we're asking you to forgive us now. We're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us, glory to God, in any way, oh God, that we missed you. We're asking you to forgive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, glory to God, according to your loving kindness, according to your tender mercies. Father, in any way, oh God, that we miss you on tonight, we're asking you to forgive us, Master. We're asking you to forgive us now in thy precious name, Jesus. In any way that we've sinned, in any way that we've thought, oh God, we're asking you to forgive us, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to cleanse us and purify us. We're asking you to touch us yet again in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to create in us a clean heart. Create in us, oh God, a right spirit. Create in us, glory to God. Oh God, I say, God, we're asking you to create in us, oh God. Oh, Father, create in us, glory to God, a true spirit. Create in us, oh God. Oh God, your spirit of holiness, oh God, cause it to rest upon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to save us. We're asking, glory to God, tonight, oh God, that you will set captives free in the precious name of Jesus. Father, let us not come to this line and leave the same in the precious name, oh God. But we're asking you on tonight to have your way in us. Have your way. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to save. Save to the utmost. Save. Glory to God. Save us from ourselves in the precious name of Jesus. Father, save us from self-righteousness. Father, save us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, deliver us tonight. Father, we're asking you to deliver us from evil. Deliver us from every evil way in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us tonight, oh God, to see the beam in our own eyes in the precious name of Jesus. Father, help us tonight, oh God, to bring forth, oh God, fruit of repentance in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will save tonight. We're asking that you will set free on tonight. Father, fill by your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. Father, it's by your spirit and by your choice anointing in the precious name, Jesus. Father, for it's not your will that any should perish, oh God, that all should come to repentance. And Father, tonight we're asking you, Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it tonight. Look upon this line. Look upon this airway on tonight. Oh God, make us and mold us according to thine own will. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Feel, Lord. Father, heal tonight. Oh, God, heal by your spirit and by your anointing. In that precious name, oh, God. Father, draw us nigh unto thee. Draw us nigh. Draw us nigh unto thee, O God, in that precious name, O God, in that precious name. O God, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, do it for your people. Oh, glory to God. Call us, Asaha. Hey, God, cause your people to hear. Cause your people to hear your voice. Harsh, glory to God. Cause your people to hear the call, O God. Let us not be stagnant, O God. Let us not be stagnant, O God, but cause us to move. O God, cause us to move forth in you. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do what you will on tonight. We're asking you to look upon every heart. Look upon every heart on tonight. Look upon every situation on tonight, Father, and we ask that you move by your spirit, move by your choice anointing on tonight, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we ask you to do it tonight, Father, for you specialize. Oh, God, you specialize. You specialize. Oh, God, there's no situation. There's no circumstance, oh, God, that's too hard for you, Father, but glory to God. We're asking you tonight. Glory to your most, God. We're asking you tonight to move by your spirit. Move, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you would move in the winds, move in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, oh God. We're asking you to move. Glory to God, Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Meet needs on tonight, oh God. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, for you know what we have need of before we even ask. And on tonight, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you do it again. Father, do it again. Father, do it again. For you're a good Father. Glory to God. We're asking that you would do it again. Father, reset and restore. Revive on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Glory to God as only you can. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for this Prayer News Network, God. We thank you, Gloria Mosiah. We're thanking you for what you're doing, oh God, over the airways, oh God, in the hearts of your listeners. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for every case. Oh, God, every person, oh, God, is precious in your sight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we say have your way on tonight. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way on tonight. Bless on tonight as only you can. Bless and make yourself known, Father, as only you can. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, for where you should find faith, but we stand together. We stand together as one. Father, all glory to God, declaring and decreeing on tonight a blessing for your people, Father, and we believe it. Glory to God, it to be so in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon the speaker tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless tonight. Bless as only you can. Bless on tonight, Father, and we're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your word, my God. Thank you for your word that you sent unto your people on this night. We give you thanks, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you for your precious anointing. Cover and shield her, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. We glorify you. We magnify you for what you've already done, for you've established the end before the beginning. And Father, for this we thank you. Father, for this we praise you. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every blessing unto your people. Thank you for every blessing. Glory to God. Thank you for your hand moving, oh God, unto your people tonight. Glory to God again, specializing in seemingly, oh God, impossible situations. But we know that you're God of possibility and that there's nothing too hard for you. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for these things. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, and we shall be covered. Hide us, O God, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We even tonight, O God, forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash. We declare, oh, God, no retaliation. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for we bring down every hindering spirit, every hindering force now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Glory to God for your word, God, that is coming forth, that shall not return unto you void. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We do honor and we glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Yet again on tonight for all that he's doing, all that he's done. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, making us ready, people of God. Amen. Again, we're not just coming to this line. Amen, Jesus, but the Lord is making us ready. He's making us ready. Glory be to God. It does not yet appear. Amen. But when he does, amen, people of God, we're going to see that we're just like him. Amen. We're making ready now. Amen. We're making ready. We're being transformed. We're being renewed. We're being revived. Amen. We're being washed by the word of God. Yes, sir. Glory to God. And the Lord is making us ready. Amen. He's building us up. Amen, Jesus. And some of us, amen, he's tearing us down. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we're in renovation stage right now. Glory to God. So we give God saying, glory to God. But listen, people of God, he's the potter, and we are but only the clay. Amen. We are being made. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for each of you on tonight. Amen. That have come out. Amen. To be with us here. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and, amen, send out a text message to a couple of people. Amen. Let them know to come on in. Amen. Let them know to come on, come on, come on in. Amen. To the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, 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 people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to make ourselves ready. Amen. We're going to make ourselves ready tonight. Amen. Glory to God to be blessed. To be blessed in song on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. For all of our songbirds that have been coming. Amen. To bless us night after night. Amen, Jesus. You see the Lord. Amen. You see he's forming this. He's forming it. Amen. Forming this line even as we go. Amen. Glory be to God. But we bless God for each and every, amen, prayer warrior that's songbird, amen, that has been coming forth. Amen. We thank God. Glory to God that we have, amen, Jesus, so many beautiful songbirds, amen, that just really let the Lord use them. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, is no exception. Amen. But we give God thanks on tonight. Amen. Again, to have with, glory to God, one of our PNN advisors. Glory be to God. We want you to receive tonight, amen, Sister Robin Jackson. God bless you, woman of God.
Who shall I be?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard that beautiful song in so long. Glory be to God. Are you encouraged tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Glory to God. No matter what you're going through, amen, no matter how grim it looks, amen, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Amen. He's going to save us. Amen, out of every situation. That's his promise. That's his promise unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. That song right there really ministered, amen, amen, unto your heart, unto our heart on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Robin. God bless you. God bless you many times over. Amen. We thank God, amen, for amen, that beautiful selection. Beautiful, beautiful indeed. Amen. Glory to God. Setting our hearts just right. Getting us just right. Amen. So whatever's going on with you, let it go. Amen. Let it go. Amen. Amen. Focus. Amen. Getting your focus. Amen. To get us ready for the word. Amen. Getting us prepared for the word. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to fear. Amen. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, tonight, we're so excited. Amen. As we always are. Amen. The Lord bring these, amen, powerful men and women of God, amen, to this prayer news network from all over the world. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, we have covered some ground. We have really troubled some ground together. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God. Amen. We're going all the back around. Oh, listen, people of God. Amen. Wherever his spirit rests. Amen. Wherever he lead us, there we shall follow. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are going over to Tortola. Amen. Tortola, British Virgin Islands. Glory be to God. The Lord has a jewel over there. Amen, Jesus, that has been traveling with us. Amen. Glory to God. We've been crossed the waters and back. Amen. But we thank the Lord tonight, amen, that, amen, Jesus, we're going over, amen, to Tortola, British Virgin Islands. Amen, Jesus, woman of God, amen, who's, of course, as we always say, as we know, is no stranger to the line. Glory be to God. But we bless the Lord, amen, coming to us again. Amen, Jesus, a young woman of God who, of course, loves the Lord. Amen. She's an evangelist. Amen. Even so in her own right. But we thank God, amen, that the Lord has, amen, enabled us, amen, to catch her. Amen. Listen, she don't let grass grow under her feet. Amen. But she's always out and about. Amen. But listen, even in this time, the Lord has slowed some of his servants down. Listen, now listen, we're gonna feel impartial, but we just wanna say just for the PNN. Amen. We wanna feel special like that. Amen. Even in the midst of, glory to God, the Lord knew what he was doing. Amen. So coming to us, people of God, by way of Upper Room Deliverance Tabernacle, amen, Jesus, we want you to receive now Evangelist Suzette Smith. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Press star six, woman. There you are.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do give honor tonight to the Spirit of God, who is the head of our life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do acknowledge the protocol already established. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God tonight for Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for the visionary and founder, Evangelist Bradley. Thank God for you, woman of God. Thank God for the prayers. Amen. And thank God for everything that has been done thus far. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for PNN advisors, the prayer warriors, and the songbird. Praise the Lord. Thank God, Sister Robin, for that song. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. And that is so fitting, amen, for the message on tonight. Amen. You have two key points there. You said, whom shall I fear? And God is telling us to fear not. And then you said, he's our salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. We will see the salvation of the Lord. And then it went on and said, wait on the Lord. But the scripture that I'm going to use tonight says, stand still. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you for that song. Amen. And we do appreciate, praise the Lord, the work, amen, that you all are doing here. Amen. And we do give God thanks, amen, for you. I just greet all of you under the sound of my voice and thank God for, amen, all the leaders and blessing on you all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just do a quick prayer. Praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you this night. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I pray that you may cover me now with your shed blood. Mighty God, I pray that everything that is said and done this night, that you will have your way. Thank you, God, for your blessed word already. Hallelujah. Yet we pray this night that you may bless it towards our heart even the more. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a little song that came to my mind that says, I don't mind waiting. Lord Jesus, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. In spite of whatever we might be going through, we just thank God for the consecration, amen, teaching us to wait. Praise the Lord. Before I get into the scripture for tonight, I just want to give you a quick testimony. Praise the Lord. I remember, amen, in EPC, praise the Lord, I was called on very often, especially on Sunday mornings, to bring the word. And on Sunday mornings, most churches are packed. Amen. And so sometimes you try to even put out your best. Amen. Especially when you realize that there are so many people looking at you. Praise the Lord. And so I was called, amen, to speak on Sunday morning, and I did. Praise the Lord. And when I finished, praise the Lord, I was a little wary, let me put it that way. Because almost everybody went up for prayer, amen. And after the service, I tried to leave, amen, because I think that it is the pastor's duty, amen, to greet the folks. So I wanted to leave, but one or two people caught me on my way out, so I just put up my hand and acknowledged them, praise the Lord. And I was tired. I went home, and I was trying to get a little rest. And I was contemplating, should I go out in the evening or should I not go? Praise the Lord. And then a thought came to me and said, they support you in the morning. Why don't you support them in the evening? So I went out in the evening, praise the Lord, and the service usually start at 6, praise the Lord. And they had testimony service, and after the testimony, I was waiting on the speaker, but what happened, the speaker did not show up, praise the Lord, and again in the night to speak, praise the Lord, and of which I did, praise the Lord, and being tired from the morning, praise the Lord, I was trying to get out again in the night, praise the Lord, to leave early, And the early was like after 11, 12, praise the Lord. So when I got home, I was so tired. I did not even change my clothes, praise the Lord. I just lay across the bed, and I was living with my parents at the time, and they had a telephone line in every room, praise the Lord. And like an hour while I was laying down, the phone rang, and I didn't want to disturb my parents, praise the Lord. So I picked up the phone, and on the other end, somebody called my name and said, "Can you come, please?" Praise the Lord. And the voice was like shaking, and I didn't know what to expect, but I just hung up the phone, and I already had on my clothes, and I just put on some shoes, and I was gone. Before I left, praise the Lord, I called Pastor, and I told Pastor, I said, "Someone called me, and they told me to come, and I don't know what to expect, praise the Lord. So I need some prayers." Praise the Lord. When I got to the lady's home, praise the Lord, she had some young children, and she had a knife, and she was about to slash her throat, praise the Lord, because she didn't want to carry on with life anymore. But by the time I look around, the pastor was outside and she was praying with me. And I was trying to take that knife from the lady, which I did, and trying to calm her down and then pray with her and everything and try to get her young children, which was crying out, "Mama, Mama, don't do that. Praise the Lord." And we got everybody to bed, and it was late, around 5, 6 in the morning. And I had to go home, praise the Lord, and I went home and was working with the government at the time, and I had to go into work for 8:30, and I decided I was going to call them and tell them, "I'm not coming in today, praise the Lord." So I called, and I told them I wasn't coming in, and I went to be with that lady. But to cut a long story short, I'm so thankful that in spite of my tiredness, that God was able to use me. And today, that lady, praise the Lord, she is saved, and she is in the church, and she have one of the most beautiful voice, praise the Lord. And she wanted to know more of God. So what happened is I was running between church services in the morning and the evening at 6 o'clock. I had to have Bible study at her home, and some of the folks came, and we had Bible study at her home, praise the Lord. And I'm going to give you a next short little testimony. That as Evangelist Bradley was saying that I travel so much. Yes, I travel, and I was on the road going from church to church, praise the Lord, but the pandemic did not slow me down, praise the Lord. I'm still doing even more than I've been doing, praise the Lord, and I just love to help people. I prefer to help seniors, praise the Lord, those that are at home and that can't help themselves and do the runs and everything for them, and praise the Lord. And I got back home from one of my trips, praise the Lord, and I had some time that I could stay home and relax, but I did not. I was doing something, praise the Lord. But when my time was expired to go to work, I went out and I just had falling out, praise the Lord, and they took me to the hospital, praise the Lord. And when I went to the hospital, they told me that there wasn't anything wrong with me, but I was very weak, and the nurses recognized me, and they called one of my nurse friends who is a pastor, and she came in, and she prayed for me, and when she prayed, I felt my strength coming back, praise the Lord. And they told me, nothing is wrong with you, just go home and take some rest, and they give me a paper, and I get another week off, praise the Lord. So sometimes I go little too much, praise the Lord, and I love to preach, praise the Lord, and I preach with everything that is within me, praise the Lord, and I sweat it out. I sweat a whole lot, praise the Lord, but not only that, I can feel, praise the Lord, the folks pulling from me, praise the Lord. And when when the lady with the issue of blood touched Jesus, Jesus said the virgin had gone out, amen, somebody had touched him, praise the Lord. And so sometimes I can feel when they're pulling on me, praise the Lord. And I say all of that to say this, that I had gotten me some, praise the Lord, I got me official go ahead tonight to pray with you first before I go into the message, praise the Lord. And if there are any under the sound of my voice, praise the Lord, that is not saved, praise the Lord, you are in a backslidden state, I am just a little voice crying, repent, praise the Lord, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Praise the Lord. So I just want to encourage you that under the sound of my voice, because it is so late now, amen, it is closer than we think, amen, that Jesus will put in his appearance, and we want to be ready, amen, and we're trying to get as many come, amen, for the Bible says, for God so loved the world, that whosoever, amen, and I don't know who the whosoever, but we're trying to bring some of the whosoever, because sometimes, praise the Lord, we just have to encourage each other, praise the Lord. So if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who is not saved and would like to be saved, would like to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, praise the Lord, now is the time to do so. You can press star 6 and come on the platform. I'm going to give you this opportunity. God bless you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. That if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I come before you, and I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice who is not saved. I come asking for forgiveness of their sins, Lord Jesus. Let them confess right now with their mouth, oh God, and believe in their heart that Jesus, your son, oh God, hallelujah, amen, that you died on the cross at Calvary, amen, that they might be saved and be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah. And let them believe, oh God, as I pray now, that Jesus rose from the dead, oh God, and they can have a life right now, eternal life, oh God. And let them make you, oh God, their personal Lord and Savior. Let them repent of their sin and worship you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cleanse them, Lord God, even by the blood of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now I'm going to open the line, amen, while I still have my strength, amen, for any prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, if there be no prayer, all right, go ahead. Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Keisha Clark, and also for Martha Clark and Martha Borum.
Sure, yes. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
We will pray for them. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, ma'am.
God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Betty. Any more requests?
Praise the
Lord. God bless you. Thank you, too. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my neighbor, Nicola. Her mother passed on last night. And then for the Lamar family on the loss of their loved one.
Sure. That was Sister Nicola. And who else was that?
Nicola and the she lost her mother on last night. And the Lamar family lost their little one on today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you very much for the request.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Before I pray, is there any more requests? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to take up too much time, praise the Lord, because I'm going to go into the Word, praise the Lord, and I don't know whether the Lord will lead, amen, afterwards for
praise moments, the Lord.
But I'm going to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'm asking for prayer for Brother Demetrius. And his name is Demetrius. Amen. And we're asking for prayer for Mary. And we're asking prayer for her name is Betty Ann. Amen. And we're asking for prayer. Just pray for this community and pray for the PNN line and pray for me. Thank you. God bless.
What's your name?
Sister Jamie.
Sister Jamie?
Yes, sir, ma'am. Sister Patty, yes, ma'am. I should pray for my
God
son.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise
God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am, woman of God. We can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So is there any anybody else on the platform at this time?
Not right now.
All right. We're going to pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we in the book right now. Your anointing, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you may touch right now, and we believe, oh God, that there is no distance in prayer. So, Lord, I pray for these requests, Lord Jesus. Sister Betty, oh God, and her niece, praise the Lord. Sister Keisha Clark, and Sister Martha Clark, and Sister Martha Boren, Lord God, that you may touch them right now. Lord God, from the crown of their head, Jesus, to the sole of their feet, mighty God. Lord, we pray right now that no matter, Jesus, what they are going through, Lord God, we know, oh God, that you got all power in your hand. And we pray, mighty God, that you may deliver them right now. We pray, mighty God, that you may look down, oh God, and we pray just that you may touch them, Lord Jesus, for we realize that only one touch from you will make everything all right. And, oh God, we commit them into your hands right now. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. As we feel your power right now, oh God. And we thank you for touching them, Jesus. Mighty God, we pray for the Nicola, Sister Nicola, who has lost her mom, Jesus. Lord, for we realize that you are a comforter. And we pray, Lord God, that you may go before her. And all those who have lost loved ones, my God, that you, Lord Jesus, may comfort them right now. Lord God, we pray that you may lay your hands, Jesus, honor them, around them, over them, oh God, and overshadow them, oh God, with your power. As we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus, mighty God, we pray, oh God, we feel the pain with her. But, oh God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord God, may draw nigh unto her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus, comfort all the bereaved ones, Lord, as we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Mighty God, we pray right now for Sister Jenny and her son and Brother Demetrius, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know the need, Lord Jesus, but you sit high and you look low, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, you know the need right now. And we know, oh, God, that you never run short. And we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord Jesus, may go before them right now as we touch and agree, as we believe them right, as we believe for them right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, send one touch, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, Lord Jesus, and we thank you right now, oh God, for I know, Lord Jesus, that you want us to be healthy, you want us to be happy, you want us to be healed, you want us to prosper, you want us to succeed, oh God, hallelujah, oh mighty God, and we decree right now, and we declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all the requests, Lord, we pray for health and physical fitness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now that by your stripes, they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. I'm going to go, praise the Lord, tonight's scripture, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, let me try. Oh, Jesus, let me try and slow it down. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. It's taken from Exodus. Chapter 14, praise the Lord. I'm going to use two verses there, 13 and 14, praise the Lord. But let me just back up, praise God, I'll use verse 10. Exodus chapter 14, 10, 13 to 14, praise the Lord. And when Pharaoh drew nigh the children of Israel, eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's right, Sister Jackson. Whom shall I fear? They were so afraid. Praise the Lord. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Praise the Lord. 14, the Lord shall fight for you. Praise the Lord. And you shall hold your peace. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go over that again. 13 and 14, praise the Lord. And the Lord said unto the people, and Moses said unto the people, number one, fear ye not. In other words, don't be afraid. Number two, stand still. And three, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you to you today. For the Egyptians, that word Egyptian, whatever situation you are going through, I want you to plug it in right there where Egyptian is. In other words, you might say, for the pain or that sickness or that headache, amen, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. Look at that word, forever. God is not just going to take away the Egyptians or whatever you plug in there, whether it's pain or sickness or whatever, at this moment to ease the now pain, but he will take them away, it says forever. In other words, permanently, no more to come back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And number four, the Lord shall fight for you. Praise the Lord. And ye shall hold your peace. I'm going to use for a topic tonight. Now you see them. Now you don't. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try and work my way through the message so that you can see what that them and you don't. Amen. Now you see them, as I told you to plug in whatever. Now you see the worries. You see the frustration. Amen. But if you put God in the midst, you wouldn't see them no more. Because if you look, cast all your cares upon the Lord, amen, he's going to care for you. Praise the Lord. Let me just go through the story of the Red Sea, Pharaoh, very quickly. Amen. And you can read the whole chapter of chapter 14, praise the Lord, because I'm going to browse through that in a while. Praise the Lord. God spoke to Moses, Exodus, and verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt and have heard their cry by reason of taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And the Lord said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, praise the Lord, unto the place of the Canaanites, praise the Lord. I stop by tonight to tell you that I'm so happy for this consecration, praise the Lord. Amen. For like the children of Israel, amen, to cry out unto the Lord, for the Lord, amen, he will see. When you cry out to him, he will see your affliction. Whatever word you put in there where the Egyptians are, amen, God has seen. And he, amen, and come down to deliver. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me back up and tell you a little bit about this Moses whom God spoke to. Amen. Moses is credited, praise the Lord, with the authorship of the five books of the Old Testament. Amen. Genesis, the beginning. Exodus, praise the Lord, the going out. Amen. And Jesus is our Passover lamb. Leviticus, Jesus Christ is our high priest. Numbers, Jesus Christ is our teacher. Praise the Lord. we have a diary of Israel's events, praise the Lord, and Deuteronomy, Jesus Christ, is a prophet, praise the Lord, like unto Moses. Moses, he was an intercessor. Moses was committed to God. Moses, he was a very humble man. He was characterized by complete and willing submission to God. Moses was a good model for all later prophets to whom God, amen, revealed himself and his will to humanity. Deuteronomy 18:18-22, praise the Lord. For in the book of Hebrews, praise the Lord, and I'm going to need some help there to read that, praise the Lord. In the book of Hebrews chapter 23, amen, to 29, these words are pinned, praise the Lord. And I remember, praise the Lord, when I was a younger growing up, I used to know this, these verses by heart, praise the Lord. And I would use verse 25 because I was young and those folks around me, they used to go to party and stuff like that. And I always used to tell them, I said, children, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, praise the Lord. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 11, 23, I'm going to read verse 23, and someone else will pick up and continue to 29. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Read.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assailing to do were drowned.
That's good. That's good. Praise the Lord. That's 29. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. According to Hebrews 11, we just read, praise the Lord, Moses was faithful to God. Also, you see that in Hebrews chapter 3, 2 to 5. My sisters and my brothers, faith is a man's response to God's command. I'm not going to go through verse by verse, praise the Lord, but we are looking at who Moses was, praise the Lord. According to the passage, Moses' faith is a faith declaration. He declared or he renounced sonship to Pharaoh's daughter. Moses rejected sonship and kingship on earth to gain sonship and kingship in heaven. So now, when the time was right, God sent Moses, according to Exodus chapter 3, to bring his people out of Egypt and lead them back to Canaan. Praise the Lord. I just want to tell you, come out of Egypt. Come out of Egypt in your thinking. The Egyptians, praise the Lord, they had many skills. Again and again, the skills of Egypt demonstrate how much material progress we as human beings can accomplish, and even more so with God on our side. Egypt was a land of many gods. Come out of Egypt, praise the Lord. Whatever God you have, you put it down and you serve the true and living God. And they know little about spiritual realities and even without revelation from God. According to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 10, Abraham went briefly to Egypt when a famine struck him. Later, his great-grandson Joseph, he rose from slavery to become second in command of that great land. We can read about that in Genesis chapters 39 through chapter 50. God will bring you from the pit to the palace, praise the Lord. He will bring you from beneath to on top, praise the Lord. According to Genesis, praise the Lord, 47, Israel, which was Jacob, he brought his family to Egypt and settled them in the land of Goshen. For some 40 years, the Israelites, amen, remained in Egypt, praise the Lord, where they were enslaved. Good God Almighty. Amen, amen, amen. Come out of Egypt. Don't come out and talk about what you had back there. You're going to come out body, mind, and soul. Praise the Lord. Well, find out that Israel adopted the lifestyle of the Egyptians, praise God. And God is saying to us tonight, we can be in the world, but not of the world. Don't indulge yourself with doing worldly things. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. God used Moses and his brother Aaron mightily before Pharaoh and allowed many plagues to come upon the land of Egypt, praise the Lord. It is rather interesting, praise the Lord, because none of the plagues came on the children of Israel. I'm so glad that when you are covered by the blood of Jesus, I don't care, amen, what plague comes, God will protect his children. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. The signs and plagues in Egypt, amen, stated in Exodus chapter 7 through chapter 11. The first was a sign. The rod became a serpent. And there's a little song. God gave Moses a rod. What in your hand? Just stretch it out, my friend. What's in your hand? You have faith in your hand. Praise the Lord. The second was followed by plagues. Waters became blood. Frogs covered the land of Egypt. Lice. Swarms of flies. All the cattle of the Egyptian died. Balls on man and beast. Hail and fire on the ground. Locusts. Thick darkness over the land of Egypt for 3 days. All the firstborn die in the land of Egypt. After the last plague, Pharaoh told Moses, amen, you can go now. And the children of Israel, praise the Lord, left Egypt. And Pharaoh and his army swallowed, praise God. Amen. Exodus 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore Christ thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, praise the Lord, that they go forward, hallelujah, nowhere to go but forward, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I beheld, praise the Lord, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, praise the Lord, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have got me honor upon Pharaoh, and his chariots, upon his horsemen, and the angel of God, which went before the camp Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before their face and stood before them. And it came to pass, praise the Lord, between the camp, praise the Lord, of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, the Israelites, praise the Lord, so that the one came not near the other at all night. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to drop down to 24. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to do, amen, the story in a nutshell. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, praise the Lord. Thank God for the concentration watch, praise the Lord. That the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptian, praise the Lord, through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, praise the Lord, and troubled the host of Egyptians, praise the Lord, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, praise the Lord. That's what God would do for us. When our enemies are after us, God will go behind us and protect us. But when they get tired, they will flee from us, praise the Lord. For the Lord fighted for them against Egypt, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and the waters may come again unto the Egyptian and upon, praise the Lord, their chariots, praise the Lord, and upon their horsemen. I'm going to drop unto 30. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, praise the Lord. This is your night, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for God to save you out of the hand of whatever you're going through. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the Lord and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go back, praise the Lord, to the verse that I started out with, Exodus 14:10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And it had three effects upon Israel. One, they were so afraid. Praise the Lord. But I just want you to know tonight, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. Moses' faith was faith fearlessness. Praise the Lord. He feared not the visible King Pharaoh, but saw the invisible King Jesus. Praise the Lord. We have here the fright children of Israel were in when they perceived that Pharaoh pursued them, praise the Lord. They knew very well the strength and rage of the enemy and their own weakness, praise the Lord. They knew they were unarmed, undisciplined, praise the Lord, and being disquieted, praise the Lord. And the list goes on and on, praise the Lord. Before them was the sea, and behind them were the Egyptians, praise the Lord. So that way, there was no way open, praise the Lord, for them. But amen, thank God, they look upwards, praise the Lord, and their deliverance came. So when we are in situations, all we have to do is look upwards. Look to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Number two, this might be in verse 11, praise the Lord, 11 and 12. The cry unto the Lord. Amen. And Psalms 56 and verse 9 said, when I cried unto thee, O Lord, then shall my enemies be going to turn back. This I know, for God is for me. And number three, they complained against Moses, 11, verses 11 and 12. Exodus 14, 11 and 12, they complained against Moses. Numbers chapter 11 verse 1 says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. So when we complain, it is open rebellion that will not be tolerated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. God is saying to us tonight, stop complaining. It will take action on our part to get the victory and move forward, praise the Lord. Things get hard sometimes, and things don't go how we want them to go, praise the Lord. But please don't complain. The children of Israel complained against Moses for bringing them out of Egypt, and in so doing, fly in God's face, praise the Lord, and provoke God to wrath, praise the Lord. Lord, have mercy. And now God is the only one who they can go to for deliverance. God is the only one who can help Israel in the situation they were in and bring them out. Praise the Lord. Don't complain. Don't complain. Because only God we have to look to. Praise the Lord. My PNN friends, praise the Lord. Whatever situations we are in, I want you to see yourself, praise the Lord, under the guidance and protection of God, a pillar from heaven, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Power which cannot fail, like a Moses who had that protecting faith, praise the Lord. As they went through the Red Sea, that God, the God he saw, praise the Lord, he was able to protect them in this situation, praise the Lord. As they went through the Red Sea, praise the Lord, on dry land, Israel's faith was faith preservation, praise the Lord. God preserved, or he kept them. In this hour, praise the Lord, that we are living, when it seems like all odds are against us, when it seems like our back is against the wall, we can look up to God to preserve and protect us by declaring by faith God's word. Israel had the population base necessary to establish a nation in Canaan, according to Numbers 1:46. Praise the Lord. And we don't want to focus on all Canaan, praise the Lord. But what God wanted to do was to change their way of thinking from when they were in Egypt. Amen. Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press, praise the Lord, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There got to be a higher calling. We must look to God, the creator, the maker of heaven and earth. Look now toward new promised land with a new mindset, praise the Lord. And that mindset I touched on, praise God, last time. On to Jesus, praise the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Jews' deliverance from Egypt by God's intervention stands not only as a turning point in history, praise the Lord, but also as a dramatic revelation of God. Thank you, Jesus. The God we serve, he is a redeeming God. He is a God of power to act, praise God, in any situation that might come our way. But we as his children must remain faithful to him. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close, praise the Lord. And I'm going back to my text. Praise the Lord that I started out with. Amen. And that is in Exodus chapter 14:14-15. Number one, God want you. Amen, amen, amen. Exodus 14. Amen. For we do have seasons, praise the Lord. And a word spoken at a season or in time of need is very encouraging. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So the seasonal encouragement that Moses gave to them as he comforts them in their distress while they were oppressed and depressed, according to Exodus 14:13-14, praise the Lord. He said, fare ye not. Praise the Lord. We as children of God cannot be defeated by our enemies when we are walking according to God's word. We should not be afraid, which is a key to the kingdom. I don't know if you remember that, praise the Lord. I give you a list of keys to the kingdom, praise the Lord. Of who is around us, as long as we, praise God, are in God's will. Because it is the object that causes fear, that allows the subject to tremble, praise the Lord. But God turned that around. So now the children of Israel is not fearing, but Pharaoh and his army are trembling that their chariots' wheels are over and the Red Sea is closing in on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us back up here. Because the sea is a large body of water. Praise the Lord. And in prophecy, praise the Lord, the turbulent waters of the sea suggest uncertainty and insecurity. James 1:6, praise the Lord. When Jesus did appear to come to him on the water, Peter was doing good, like some of us sometimes. But the minute, a split second, praise the Lord, he took his eyes and we take our eyes off Jesus. He put it on the city and we put it on situation. We become insecure and we begin to sink, praise the Lord. Jesus was in a boat and he was fast asleep with his disciples, and the sea was in an uproar. The disciples were uncertain and insecure and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Jesus calmed the water and said, "O ye of little faith." Water is a precious and essential resource. Symbolically, water speaks, praise God, of abundance, blessing. Praise the Lord. Yet, on the other hand, praise the Lord, it speaks of divine judgment, as in the cases of King Pharaoh and Noah and the ark, praise the Lord. The waters were frozen, praise the Lord, to solid ice, praise the Lord, on both sides of the people as they went through the Red Sea on dry land. This is a divine miracle, praise God, hallelujah. Not only was this done suddenly by the power, divine power, but it was likewise undone suddenly by the same divine power. Praise God. I hear God is saying to me tonight, "Stay ye not." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I would not be as strong as I am now with God's help if I didn't go through the stuff, praise the Lord, I have been through. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Throughout the Bible, as scriptures telling us, fear not. Isaiah 35:4 said to them that are of fearful heart, "Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with divine vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you." It's in Matthew 28:5. The angel appeared unto the women, amen, when they went to the tomb and said, "Fear not." In Luke 1:30, the angel appeared unto Zechariah, praise the Lord, and said, "Fear not." Luke 2:10, the angels appeared to the shepherds, praise the Lord. Amen. When they heard about baby Jesus, and said, "Fear not." My number two point, praise the Lord. Moses told the children of Israel to stand still. In other words, stop. Amen. The song, praise the Lord, says, "Wait on the Lord and be of good courage," which is so fitting. And he, praise the Lord, shall strengthen your heart. Thank you, Jesus. This is often the Lord's direction to believer in a time of crisis. Despair will cast you down, keeping you from standing. Fear will tell you to do something now, praise the Lord. Presumption will tell you to jump into the Red Sea before it is parted. Yet as God told Israel, he often tells us to simply stand still and hold your peace as God reveals his plan. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel 9:27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And the servant passed on. But you stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Sometimes you have to stand still to hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we are too busy, and God is trying to get our attention. But we must be still, praise the Lord. According to Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm down to my third point, praise the Lord. And Moses told the children of Israel, I want you to see the salvation of the Lord. Salvation is used here in its literal sense of saving life or of a victory instead of defeat. In other words, see the Lord working it out without any restraint. Praise the Lord. Take the restraint off God. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 14:6. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:28. It's the end we know. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know. I don't know if your Bible like mine. My Bible didn't say and we knew. It didn't say and we had known, praise the Lord. It's neither past nor future, but it's current for right now. And I know that all things, I don't care what you're going through, I don't care what you plugged in there, where that space is, where Egyptian is, but God, amen, will work, amen, Romans 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are to call according to his purpose. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm on my last point. Praise God, praise God. I'm getting a little tired, but I'm going through up to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My last point. The Lord shall fight for you. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 1:30. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Deuteronomy 3:22. You shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Joshua 23:10. O man of you, one man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is. Good Lord. Jesus. He it is that fighteth for you, as he had promised. 1 Timothy 4:17. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to move, praise the Lord, from a slavery mentality, praise the Lord, or bondage to freedom, praise God, or liberty in him. Galatians 5:1. Oh, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I'm trying to close. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and do not entangle again with the yoke of bondage. So let me just, amen, summarize the faith, praise the Lord, that we used in this passage that Moses used. We must grow in faith preservation, faith fearlessness, faith declaration, protecting faith, depending on God. The song says we can depend on Jesus, for he is able to deliver. Let us have that winning mindset. Win the fight before it starts. Moses did that. He told the children of Israel, why don't you see God's salvation in this situation? Number one, I want you to pray. Number two, I want you to be prepared. Number three, I want you to position yourself for victory. For the song says, break through Jesus. We need a breakthrough. It says no war, no barrier, no obstacles can stand in God's way. Thank you, Jesus. Now you see them. Now you don't. Now you see sickness and pain in your body. But now you don't. Now you see a treatment. But now you don't. Now you see hurt. But now you don't. Now you see bad habits. You're going to get rid of those bad habits. For now you don't see them. Now you see worries and frustrations. But now you don't. Now you see insecurity. Oh, God of mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to quit. But now you don't. Now you see challenges. But now you don't. It must be your faith and trust in God to perfect that which concerns you. Amen, amen. So that you can get Paul's
deliverance in all of your situations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, PNM, and God bless you tonight. God bless you, and I turn over to Evangelist Bradley. God bless you, Evangelist. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God bless you. Bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. What a profound word on tonight, people of God. What a profound word. Amen. Glory to God, whatever you were challenged with, whatever you were seeing, glory to God, before this word, glory be to God. We thank God tonight, amen, that it's all swallowed up. Amen. Glory to God, those Egyptians, whatever they were, whatever you put there, amen, those things that were concerning you, glory be to God. We thank God that they are swallowed up tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Now you saw them. Then you saw them. Amen. Glory to God. But we see them no more. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. By faith, glory to God, we receive this word on tonight. We receive it. Uriasha. Glory Amosha God. Hala Hayebosha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you receive it tonight? Do you receive it tonight? Glory be to God. Come to faith. Glory to God. Receive this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For just as sure as the Lord has sent this word. Amen. From the beginning. Amen. To the very end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He shall fight. He's fighting. Glory to God. He shall for you. Glory be to God. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. It's a fixed fight. Glory to God. For he cannot lose. Glory be to God. And we give God glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to feel this word on tonight. You ought to feel it. You ought to feel it in your soul. Feel it in your spirit. Glory be to God. You ought to feel it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to feel this victory tonight in this word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever it is, whatever. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. If you hadn't put it behind you yet, glory to God, I say whatever it is, glory to God, whatever those Egyptians are, glory to God, that are yet be facing you, people of God, listen, glory to God. The woman of God said, look upward. Amen. Look unto him. Glory to God. Look unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And he is well able to deliver his people. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks tonight. We give hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God praise tonight. Glory to God. You ought to feel the liberty of this word on tonight. You ought to feel the liberty of this word on tonight. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something, people of God. It's already done. It's already done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever that was, amen, it's swallowed up tonight. Glory to God. And we got to believe that. Amen. It's swallowed up. People of God, listen. And don't you go back to the sea. Amen. And try to resurrect it. Amen. Glory be to God. No, 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 no. Ebasha. Glory be to God. But the scripture declares those that the Egyptians that you saw, you shall see no more. Glory be to God. And I'm so glad tonight. Amen. I'm so glad tonight. Amen, Jesus, I feel it. Amen, I feel the liberty in this word on tonight. Amen, and I give God thanks. I give God praise on tonight, people of God. Truly, the Lord has visited us. Truly, the Lord has spoken unto us on tonight. Amen, and we know that there is so much, glory to God. We know that there is so much, glory be to God, that's out there. Amen, we'll be facing a whole lot of things. But we thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God that the Lord, hallelujah, he is our victor. He shall fight for us. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad about it? Amen. Aren't you glad about it on tonight? Amen. Well, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited tonight. Amen. For this word. Amen. Excited, people of God. I encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Get a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. The woman of God just walked us straight down. Amen. She walked us straight down the path. Glory be to God. Amen. To show us we don't have to fear. Amen. To show us that God is, amen. Glory be to God. And he will fight for us. He's not going to leave us out there alone. Glory be to God. He's not going to leave you alone. Amen. Glory be to God, for he's with you. He is with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we want to encourage you. Glory, glory. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. The woman of God, amen, walked us right through it. Glory to God, amen. That word, amen. Glory to God, we want you to get a copy so that you can sit down and listen to it again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Perhaps there are some of you, amen, that are battling with some things, amen, battling with some things in your mind, glory be to God, battling with some things and situations and circumstances, glory be to God. But listen, people of God, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear, for the Lord is our light and our salvation, glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen. Now you see us. Now you don't. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, listen, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, you can simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-253-918. As well, people of God, you can text, amen, in particular, our international listeners, you can text us 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. As well, you don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page. Amen. You can listen to any of our broadcasts as often as you like. Glory to God. As well, you can go out, amen, on the web. Glory to God, Prayer News Network. And you will find our broadcast out there as well. People of God, listen, we, amen, people of God, we're after the one, amen. Glory to God, the one. It's not the will of God that any should perish, amen, but that all should come to repentance. And we're trying to get this word out, people of God, amen, that someone would hear the voice of God, that someone would hear the call, glory be to God, and come running unto him, crying, what must I do? God, I yield, I yield, I yield unto thee. I look unto thee. I look up what? Glory be to God, unto thee. Glory be to God. No other help I know. Amen. We're trying, people of God, to get this word out to save many. Amen. Glory to God. To save the lost at any cost. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We do bless him. We thank him, amen, for the word. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we want to, amen, pray, amen, for the woman of God. Amen. We would, people of God, that you think on her even now. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise yet again on tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for your word that is that you sent. Glory be to God, letting us know we don't have to fear. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your divine orchestration on tonight. Father, we bless you. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory be to God for assuring us, for giving us that blessed assurance. Glory to God that you're yet there with us. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you tonight for your promises unto us, your people. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you for lifting heavy burdens on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, that caused us, oh God, to get our focus right. Huh? Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for the examples tonight. We thank you Glory be to God for walking us down your word that will cause us to know and cause us to understand, glory to God, what you've already prepared for us, your people. And Father, we thank you tonight for your servant. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your mouthpiece on this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will strengthen her now. We're asking that you will breathe upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Breathe upon your servant afresh on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would restore unto her the virtue, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, restore unto her. Restore unto her even in this hour in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet on tonight in the precious name of God. Cause, God, death to be lifting unto your servant tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your precious anointing. We thank you for your blood covering on tonight. We thank you, we honor, we glorify you this night, oh God, for all that you've done. Father, we're asking you to glory Amasa. We're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight in your shed blood tonight. Cover your servant tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover tonight, oh God, by your light. Cover tonight, oh, glory be to God. Do it tonight, oh God, in great measure. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you yet again, oh God, for this word. Glory to God. Cause it, oh God, to rest in our spirit, oh God. Let not one word fall to the ground. And Master, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, again, for strengthening your servant. We thank you tonight. We honor you tonight, oh God, for these things. And for this, oh God, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen. Amen, 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 Jesus, glory to God. We bless him tonight. We bless him tonight, amen. We bless him for this word, glory to God. We bless him for all that he has done. Truly, we can say the Lord has done us well on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Truly, people of God, he's done us well, amen. Glory to God. Those enemies that we saw, the Egyptians that we saw, glory to God, we see no more. Amen. So we give God thanks again for this word, again for his messenger on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You ought to be rejoicing right now. You ought to be rejoiced now. Glory to God. You ought to be rejoicing right now. Glory be to God for all that the Lord has done. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight, glory to God, whatever the situation was, amen, Jesus, I see no more, hallelujah, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, God knows what we need when we really need it, amen, he knows what we need when we really need it, amen. So we give God thanks, again, we give God praise on tonight, again, for his messenger, amen, glory to God, his servant on tonight. Glory be to God, and tonight, amen, we're going to turn the platform back over to our speaker tonight, amen, Jesus, any glory be to God, amen, final words, amen, and to bless the line tonight, amen, again, amen, glory to God, woman of God, take your phone off, press star 6 again, glory to God, amen, glory to God, you're on the, there you go, amen, God bless you, we thank God for you. Amen. You have the platform.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We just thank the Lord for tonight. Thank God for his word. Thank God for having me on PNN tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the humblest way that I know how. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to take up no more time. I know the time is far spent, so I'm going to pray. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, mighty God, we come tonight, Jesus. We are, yes, mighty God, we present our bodies as living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Mighty God, we pray that you may help us this night, tonight, oh God. that you move in us from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray that you may give us foresight, hindsight, and insight,
mm-hmm.
and move us to look beyond the natural into the supernatural, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Mighty God, we pray that you may continue to bless this line even the more. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, for the consecration.
Mm-hmm.
What you have done and what you are doing, oh God. My God, my God, my God. We empower the angelic host, oh God, to war on our behalf, oh God, and on the behalf of PNN Global, Jesus, and the heroes, mighty God. War on our behalf, and we declare, oh God, a supernatural environment for miracles, oh God, to occur and continue to occur now and even beyond this point, Jesus. In your name, mighty God, Lord, we pray that your anointing, Lord, will break yokes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray, oh God, for Evangelist Bradley, that you may strengthen her and thank God for the work, oh God. I pray for the advisors, for the prayer warriors, Lord, for the songbirds, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for every hearer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yet we pray, oh God, for them that your grace, honor, mercy, and truth, oh God, may be extended to them even now. We pray that goodness and mercy be their bodyguard, Lord, that wisdom may be their counselor, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost may be their consultant, consultant, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, oh Jesus, that you, Lord God, may be their advocate, and God, El Elyon, oh God, may be their judge. Continue to strengthen and deliver, oh God. And move by your power and your anointing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I come back over into your hands, Minister.
Amen. 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 God bless you again, woman of God, people of God. We give God thanks for you. Amen. We give God praise for you tonight. We thank God for your attentiveness. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we just want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast. Glory be to God. Amen. For this word. Amen. Powerful word. Powerful word on tonight. If you take it, glory to God, you will walk in victory. Amen. Glory to God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Glory to God. People of God, we want you to join us again tomorrow night. Amen. Same place, same time. Listen, don't just come by yourself. Bring somebody. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Bring somebody with you, people of God, that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Continue to rest in this Sabbath, giving God thanks, giving God praise. Listen, thank him, amen, for the Egyptians that you see no more. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you on tomorrow night. We love you. God bless you now.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.